Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Welcome back, everybody, to the radio program, Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Today's Issues is the name of the show. We have a Facebook page if you want to check that out. People post things there, and we also post the if we talk about a subject, we post the article or column or information from which we discuss an issue so that you can have it for yourself. So check that out at our Today's Issues Facebook page. Tim Wildman, Ed Battagliano, Walker Wildman, Steve Jordahl slipped in to be with us for the next few minutes. Steve is with OneNewsNow.com and American Family Radio News. Hey, good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Tim.
Hey, before we continue on talking about what's happening, I didn't say anything about my trip to Washington, D.C. last Thursday because we haven't had time. Friday was Trivia Friday, and I wasn't here on Thursday to talk about it. But my wife Allison and I went to, or did I? I don't think I did. We went to Washington, D.C., to attend the annual, I think it's called Congressional Prayer Breakfast. And it's been going on for 60-plus years. And it's an event that's bipartisan. And so it tells the Washington Hilton, which is the hotel famous for being the place where President Reagan was shot, if you remember that day, for those of you old enough to remember. And I don't remember if he was attending the presidential prayer breakfast when this happened.
That Wesley, President Reagan. Reagan was a president back in the 1980s.
Walker. Yeah.
I think I know that much. Yeah. He was talked about much during the presidential election.
But anyway, I had an opportunity to, and I've been, this is my third one to go to, and the other couple were, they're okay. But they were, you know, these things, a lot of these things are ecumenical or interfaith, you know what I'm saying? And it's just like for the Christian, you're kind of torn between being there or not. Because I think it is good when people want to acknowledge the existence of God, all right? I think that's a good thing.
Right.
Then, but if you have to get into talking about what God are we talking about here, for the Christian, it's almost, it's time to say, don't need to participate in that. You know what I'm saying? I think all of us have found ourselves in those kinds of situations before. But I think for people to acknowledge God is a good thing, even if they don't believe exactly like I do. Does that make, am I making sense?
Yeah, but you've said two different things there, and I would agree with both of them. Because I would say this, if you have a prayer breakfast, if it's kind of like some of the founding fathers would talk about God, everyone kind of knew who they were talking about.
The God of the Bible.
The God of the Bible. You know, if you're doing that, kind of like in the civil religion sense, you know, God bless America, you don't have to necessarily name him. I'm okay with that because in my mind, I'm talking to the God of the Bible. If you're going to have an imam come up to pray.
No, this wasn't and, that.
I'm not interested in that. You're going to include different religions.
I agree, but this was not that.
Right.
This was this event was very evangelical.
Yeah.
That I went to on Thursday, as opposed to the other two I had been to before. This had a explicitly Christian message, by a chaplain, African American chaplain in the Navy. The gentleman, I think his last name escapes me. I think it's Black, Flag, but I can't remember for sure. But it was awesome. You can go watch it on the internet.
Chaplain Black is the chaplain of the Senate currently.
Is he? That's him.
Yeah.
And this man, he has a voice like, I don't know, like what's Darth Vader? What was that actor's name?
That's not an actor, Tim.
It's a voice.
Darth Vader. It was.
No, he's a real person.
Darth Vader's real?
In a galaxy long ago.
This is CNN. What's that guy's name?
You're thinking of...
Earl?
Earl Jones.
James Earl Jones.
There you go, Steve. This is CNN.
This is CNN.
You have failed me for the last time, Commander.
Luke, I am your father.
So that guy.
Well, he's a well-known actor.
You know how frustrating that is for people listening at home that know the answer when we're struggling for it? Yeah, they're going, right.
James Earl Jones, you idiots!
Anyway.
So anyway, his voice
Chaplain
was
Black
like that.
Was like the deep, it was like a deep voice of, you know, some Greek god or something if he were to speak to you. I've never had a Greek god speak to me.
Actually, I think they speak in a high falsetto.
Okay,
you know, so
well, work with me, Ed.
Hi, Zeus.
Well, nobody respects.
I'm sorry.
Nobody respects Zeus if he talks like that.
I need to get out of my trivia Friday mentality.
Not until he throws the thunderbolts, and then they start falling in line.
Hello, I'm Neptune. Hey, everybody, I'm Neptune. What's up? All right, so I had a serious point to make.
I'll be on Mount Olympus all week, folks. Bring your friends.
I try to keep this program dignified.
Yes.
I try not to rabbit trail too much.
We need to get
back. But you guys, you intentionally do this to try to make me stray.
I'm sorry. You did it by mentioning Darth Vader.
Okay, so this was a – and then the lead singer for Mercy Me sang I Can Only Imagine.
Wow.
And he sang another very Amazing Grace.
So this was very evangelical.
And they read from the Bible. Yes, it was very evangelical. And that's from what I saw. And the interesting thing was I was sitting there, and I was sitting 2 feet from the King of Jordan.
Wow. Abdullah. Really?
Yeah,
wow.
He and his wife were in town. He was there to meet with President Trump, King of Jordan. I didn't speak to him, but he smiled. He's a very friendly fella.
Should have asked for a donation to AFA.
Yeah, that would work well with the majority Muslim country.
Jordan is a very,
I just thought it was interesting.
Very open country, actually.
Very friendly.
Yeah. I just thought it was interesting that the King of Jordan, a Muslim, was in a Christian prayer breakfast.
I'm surprised, too.
Yeah, but anyway, he was there. He was visiting sitting beside him was the recently confirmed Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson.
Mm-hmm.
He was sitting right beside the king, so I'm sure they were talking, you know, business, because Secretary of State would have a direct role with the King of Jordan, especially since ISIS is, you know, at the doorstep of Jordan. So anyway, a lot of other dignitaries and very well known. Kellyanne Conway was at the table next door, next to mine. Pardon me, and. Trying to think of Nancy Pelosi was over there.
Well, she's Catholic, so she you know.
Well, it's bipartisan. So these people are used to attending this event, I'm saying,
she'd
every
be a,
year.
A sino, wouldn't she be?
Well, a what?
A sino? Like rhino is Republican in name only? She'd be a sino, Catholic in name only?
Nancy Pelosi. Because of her stand on abortion?
Well, anyway, you know. Hey,
it was confusing.
If Nancy Pelosi wants to come hear the gospel, I think it's wonderful. But she's not.
Her views are 180 degrees contrary to her own church.
I agree. I just didn't tell her to go leave.
No. In fact, I think it's good to have those things.
If they want to come to that,
yeah, absolutely.
Let her come to that. You know, I think it's good. But anyway, maybe she'll be converted. You know, maybe she'll see the light. Maybe she'll get saved.
Nothing is out of the
right. Province
of God
can reach anybody. So so that was where I was on Thursday. And it was very much worth going to, and I appreciate the opportunity to do that. You're listening to the radio program Today's Issues on the American Family. There wasn't an imam there that preached.
Can you imagine if Nancy Pelosi got saved and came out against abortion?
Wow.
Can you imagine? I mean, a real conversion.
It can happen.
She would be
Damascus Road. Yeah, she would have to step down.
From the Democratic Party.
She'd have to step down. She'd say, I know I don't represent the people who voted for me, but I've had a conversion experience, and I now believe that life, you know, is sacred from conception. I can no longer support abortion.
Yeah.
That would be mind-blowing.
That would take the work of God
for
that to happen.
Yeah.
But God can do those things. We know examples of that over and over and over and over again. President Trump spoke. One of the things that President Trump said at the prayer breakfast, which I thought was poignant, he made the comment, and I'm not quoting him exactly here, but I'm paraphrasing. He said, material things do not make you happy. Take it from me, basically, is what he said. And he went on to say, I know a lot of people who are very wealthy who are very unhappy. And conversely, I know a lot of people who are don't have a lot of material things who are very happy people. And I thought that coming from him, you know, who's had money his whole life, you know what I'm saying? I thought that was very interesting to hear him say that.
I have two thoughts of this, and the second is going to involve something that you played for us involving Tom Brady. I want you to share that in just a second. But I've always been of the opinion that money does not buy happiness, but it buys the kind of misery you can live with.
Yeah.
So that just in terms of
Yogi Berra. Did you get that from Yogi Berra?
Yogi Berra. But it is interesting when people have spent their lives pursuing it, obtain it, and then go, is this all there is? Which brings me, if I can just interrupt, you're talking about the prayer breakfast for a second. I thought it was fascinating what you shared, and you played us the video about Tom Brady.
Yeah, Tom Brady in 2009, I think he had just won a Super Bowl or was going
into it. He's won five now, so he probably won.
I think he had won three Super Bowls, if I remember.
And so 60 Minutes is interviewing Tom Brady, and he asked, you know, so are you pleased? The interviewee asked, essentially, are you pleased with your life? Are things...
The interviewer?
Would you say that you're happy?
You've reached your goals.
Yeah, and he goes, well, as good as three Super Bowls are, yada, 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 he said, there just has to be something more than this.
Yeah.
You mean that's Tom Brady in 2009?
Yeah, he said, I'm getting paid $60 million, yada, yada, but he goes, I just don't... There just seems to be something more that
you have
I'm
that
missing.
Quote. Is that what you're saying? Do you have that on?
No, I don't have the audio. Oh, okay.
He showed it to me on his phone.
Yeah, and it wasn't two more Super Bowl rings either. He said the interviewer asked, "What is it that you're missing?" And he says, "I wish I knew."
Yeah.
Really? That was Tom Brady.
Tom Brady. That kind of thing is fascinating to me because people have these journeys and
right, and they have fame, fortune, and they attain. You know, you have everything you think is supposed to make you happy,
right,
and content. And yet you hear people who reach that pinnacle, who reach that destination, and then they say, still something more. I just posted
it on our Facebook page, and then maybe tomorrow I'll bring the audio in.
Okay, yeah, that would be great. Well, you know what Tom Brady's talking about? You know what President Trump's talking about? They're talking about our relationship with God through Jesus Christ. That's the only thing that brings you ultimate contentment and happiness. And... purpose and meaning in life, and God, serving God gives you purpose and meaning in life, so that's and Jesus talked about this, and the Bible talks about this quest for peace of soul, peace in your soul, only
having relationship with God, peace with God. Right. So overall, do you think was this a good experience? Going to this prayer breakfast?
Yeah, I'm glad. I'm glad I did.
Yeah.
I'm glad I did. Yeah, I'm glad I did. Allison, my wife, and I were talking about that. We were glad we went, and I thought it was a very Christian prayer breakfast.
Yeah.
Which I've been in prayer breakfasts that maybe needed a little more Christianity, if you know what I mean. But it was a wonderful event, and glad we were able to go. What's the lead singer for Mercy Me?
Bart Millard.
Yeah, he was the one who sang.
Yeah.
And he gave great, he was wonderful.
I've met the man. He's very, very nice.
Yeah. He talked about, one of the things he said before he sang, I can only imagine, I guess he's in his 40s, maybe, something like that. He said, well, for all my high school classmates,
I made it. You know, for all all my high school classmates who they thought I wouldn't amount to anything, basically he was saying, "How do you like me now?" You know, I'm singing for the President of the United States and all these dignitaries. He was kidding, obviously, about that, but I thought that was a funny line.
And what a great song to sing there.
Oh, I can only imagine.
It's a wonderful song.
Man, it's a powerful song.
But to go to your point, Christians haven't necessarily had a voice in Washington, D.C. for years.
Right.
Even before President Obama. And now President Trump is giving Christians, people like the Mercy Me singer, a platform to share their faith.
It's the most Christian-friendly
administration
we've seen in a long time.
Yeah.
Now, does that mean President Trump will do everything we want? No, it doesn't. But I'm just telling you that he is open and he's listening and getting counsel from a lot of Bible-believing Christians who are inside the administration. Right. I had one gentleman tell me who works for President Trump, not at a cabinet level or not in an executive, not at a meeting in the Oval Office level, but maybe under that.
Yeah.
There's some amazing things are going on inside the Trump administration in the White House. And so that's exciting to know. We do need to continue to pray, Steve, for President Trump and Vice President Pence. They are in the crosshairs of the devil. Again, this doesn't, you have to take every issue that they deal with on its own merits. I understand that. But I'm talking about generally speaking, President Trump is in a war with the political left in this country because he's trying to return us to our traditions and America first.
Yeah.
And
our values.
Our Constitution.
Yeah,
these are our values. And this is so, for whatever President Obama was, President Trump is the antithesis.
Right.
That's why they hate him so. They hate him so. I'm talking about the political left in this country.
Yeah.
And these people don't a lot of them don't even believe in God. They're God haters, in fact. They hate the God they don't even believe in. That's why they're anarchists. That's why if you want to know why they're having riots, why we're having riots and why we're having demonstrations, most have been peaceful, but why do people show up at President Trump's house in Florida to protest him? And for the most part, why do you have this women's march where Madonna says she thought about blowing up the White House and basically gets away with that?
Yeah.
That's the thinking of the political left in this country.
It's a spiritual battle.
It's a spiritual battle.
When you boil it down.
They're unhinged. Why do they do that? If you don't believe in God, ultimately you can do anything you want to. It's the ends justifies the means. If you have a group of people who do believe in God, they're not going to behave like anarchists. They're going to still have respect for law and order and for the office of the presidency, for example. You never would have heard anybody, if they would have, they would have been roundly condemned, say anything. Can you imagine a rally in Washington, D.C., where at a Tea Party
rally,
where somebody says, "I've thought about bombing the White House"? First of all, that wouldn't happen. And second, if it was, this person would be rejected by their own.
Yeah.
So again, I've often joked, well, I'm not sure exactly what a Republican riot looks like.
You saw one in November at the polls.
Well, true, but the equivalent of a left wing.
That's what they
well,
do.
Well, it's the Tea Party
that's
march
what they do.
That they did back in 2009, 2010.
Right. But I'm thinking of putting together a right-wing riot myself, and I'm getting a committee together. We're going to send out invitations with RSVP.
Right. This is what's going to happen. Everybody's going to come with 5 rolls of toilet paper. They're going to toilet paper the Democrat National Committee, and then they're going to stand around and wait and then clean it up.
Right. Right, but I do think we need invitations.
You have some funny thing, though, about the way they're dressed, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think, first of all, we need to send out cards with RSVP.
Right.
For the riot. And then secondly, we need to have a dress code.
Yes.
Shirts tucked in.
khakis, collared shirts, and maybe, you know, so we have some dignity.
Yeah. Right.
And some dress standards for the riots. So we can have a dress standard. We need to have invitations. Anything else you guys
It needs to be family friendly, so we need to have daycare available.
And there'll be a potluck afterwards. So
a potluck after, yes.
On the Capitol Mall.
Riots. Right. So this is we're planning a Republican right-wing riot, and those are the those are the ingredients that go into it.
And if you don't follow our rules, you're not allowed.
That's right.
Right. So
you
anyway,
take your shirt in.
If you want an invitation to our riot, just email us
on the other
comments at AFR.
We're gonna have what if we have a bunch of emails, thousands of people.
On the
come.
Other hand, the left-wing riot's going to begin with kerchiefs over your face so you can't be identified by local police.
And then they're going to burn. They're going to burn cars up.
Burn cars. Businesses at random.
Yeah, and
whether they support you or
they're
not.
They're going to throw bricks through Starbucks window, which is a left-wing business who supports their own causes.
And if we see you with a Trump hat, we're going to beat you to within an inch of your life.
Yeah.
So, this is and you know what? We ought to do a video a kind of a spoof.
Okay.
That'd go viral.
What a conservative riot looks like?
Yeah.
Okay. you're listening to the radio program Today's Issues on American Family Radio. On American Family Radio, we've got about 2 minutes. Steve, you got anything you can end on?
I thought it would be interesting.
Of a positive nature?
Yeah, 2 minutes. You guys dealt with the Super Bowl ads that you guys thought were questionable last. I wanted to bring up, if I could, just a couple that I thought were good.
Okay.
All right.
The first two I thought were good because they were funny, and I like good humor. Did you see the Skittles ad where the guy was peppering the girls' windows with Skittles? Katie.
That was
and
funny.
And Katie was inside the room chucking down these Skittles as they were coming through the window, and then her mom, and then her dad, and then a robber. And it was hilarious.
You have to go watch it. Yeah, it's a Skittles. Just type in Skittles Super Bowl ad. It was very funny.
The other one, anything I think with Christopher Walken is hilarious. And the buy water, where he was sitting on a couch and in all seriousness started quoting, and you wouldn't know it unless you knew Justin Timberlake, but Justin Timberlake song, and ended with a chorus, bye, 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 which is, you know, Justin's big one of his big hits. And they were doing a buy energy water or whatever it was. I thought it was hilarious. And then the one I liked for more emotional reasons, did you guys see the Hyundai ad where they pulled these soldiers out of the in Iraq and they put them in this 360 theater? And when it came on, they discovered that they were sitting virtually with their families. These were people in Afghanistan or overseas deployed, and they were sitting with their families, and they got to watch the game in 360 with their families. I thought it was the coolest thing ever.
That was an amazing television ad.
That was
Hyundai. It was the best one of the night, in my opinion. It was a Hyundai.
Hyundai.
And did you see it?
I did see it.
Yeah. That was just wow.
Kudos.
I thought
the
Ford commercial was pretty funny, too.
Which one was that?
The Ford commercial was the one where all these people are in these situations where they can, like the little kid has a helmet on, he's riding his bike and he can't get up. The kite's stuck in the tree.
Right.
And the guy forgot his keys at the door and is trying to get in through the doggy door. And then at the last part of the commercial, they were all their problems were being solved. It was about Ford.
That happened to me
problems.
This morning at the gym. I got to tell you, it was awful. I somehow reset my combination lock, and I couldn't open it. And I had just taken a shower, so it was me and a towel.
Oh, my goodness.
And no way to get into my clothes or anything else. I had to call the front desk and have them bring bolt cutters.
Oh, my.
And I couldn't walk out there. It was me and a towel.
And you work for us?
Yeah. I work out for you.
Thank you, Steve Jordahl.
You're welcome.
Walker Wildman, you got our Facebook page going for today's issues?
Yes, I have many, many articles on our Facebook page.
Check out our Today's Issues Facebook page. Ed, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
We shall see you back here tomorrow, folks, for another edition of Today's Issues. Take care and have a great day.